This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 4:30, Doug Peterson, an awesome interview with Doug Peterson about his time with the Eagles, about Brandon Graham, about what he's up to now. So we'll hit you with that Doug Peterson interview in a half an hour. And before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, and I hate to do this, because when I was program director, I would actually hate, I would yell at the host at WFAN for doing this. But I can't, my eyes can't escape it. And Ike, I know you're going to love talking about it as well. Mm-hmm. I just saw a tweet, and it did come yesterday. I just didn't see it. It's a tweet from LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
I did not see it.
Unfortunately, because of my knee injury I sustained at the end of the season, I won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight, as so many people have been asking and congratulating me on.
What are they congratulating
I have
for?
No idea.
What is the Met Gala?
Well, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I understand it's a big deal, but what is it?
Big fashion gala.
That's like a fashion
gala. Do they have dinner? Do they just walk around?
I assume there's food and drinks, you know?
A little cocktail hour?
Yeah,
I would imagine that, yeah.
But I was like, is it they raising money? Is it just a thing to...
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's for the
Illuminati?
No, the Met. I'm sure it's to raise money for the museum. The Met, the museum.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yes. I would assume that's what it's for.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
What is everyone asking him and congratulating him on? Missing the Met Gala? Having a knee injury nobody cares about?
A great year.
I will say Savannah was there.
Yes, that's what he says at the end of the tweet.
Savannah was there.
Yes, his queen.
Nice.
Yeah. Looking fine.
Really?
After he had to go back at Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates got in that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
That was a whole thing with...
On like 2 weeks
Gates,
ago.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's right, yeah.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Jackie Baseball.
Go Man Two Phones. I think that's his song. I'll have to look it up.
I don't know any of his music.
Yeah. All right. A lot of important stuff in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. One, we are debuting a new feature in the Jackie Baseball Report because we have to honor someone who is having such a remarkable year. And we have to honor someone that is just, frankly, taking the league by storm. And it's so hard not to talk about it every single time because of what he is doing at the plate. Ike and Spike and our listeners, I present to you the Alec Bohm Home Run Tracker.
It's the Alec Bohm Home Run Tracker.
It's going, yes! And it is gone! Yes!
Still nothing.
Yeah, I kind of figured I wouldn't like this.
Still nothing on the Alec Bohm Home Run Tracker.
323 Major League Baseball players have homered so far this year, Jack.
Wow.
Yes, 323.
5 qualified hitters without a home run left. That's it.
And do we know who the other 4 are?
It was Tommy Pham... Who I know you guys are huge fans of. Joey Ortiz was on there.
Okay.
Who I know you guys are also big fans of. Jonathan India homered over the weekend, so I got that one's off the books.
Wow.
Either way, of qualified hitters, there's only
5 left.
Only
who haven't
5
homered.
Left with Bomer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I look forward. Are we going to do this every day, the Alec Bohm Home Run Tracker?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, right. It's such a remarkable start to the year.
Could you play it again?
beats the Alec Boehm home run tracker.
It's going, yes! And it is gone.
Yes!
Yep. There we go.
You know who I'm taking tonight for home runs?
I know.
6-5-2-18.
Yep.
6-5-2-18.
Third lowest home runs per plate appearance by someone over 6'5".
Oh,
or
there
6'5
you go.
And over.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, it's going well.
Yep.
Now, number one is Joe Mauer. He's in the Hall of Fame. So, you
ah,
know,
well.
We're not done yet.
Yeah,
not,
he was an excellent defensive player, though, Joe
and he
Mauer.
Was won an MVP.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Boehm's an excellent defensive player.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's yeah. over there. Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly rolling.
Yeah. You have the Nola back. Relax.
Yeah.
Well,
the Nola Hill's heating up, man.
Hold on. Boehm's been hitting the ball pretty well lately, too.
He's still
you guys have just hung up on home
220.
Runs.
Wow.
Well, 220 compared to 130.
Well, his on-base percentage is like 245.
And I think he's...
Yeah, it takes time to climb back up there.
I think he's at...
Yeah, you don't go from 130 to 290 in 2 weeks.
You're right. I do think he's at 35 plate appearances without an extra base hit, so we're on that watch as well.
Yep.
Did he not have a big hit the other day to drive in a game-time run?
He drove in a run.
He did.
Well, then point out the positives.
Wait, listen, we tell both sides here.
Yep. Why not? Don't sound like it.
Yep.
It does not sound like it.
It's the Alec Boehm home run tracker.
It's going,
yes!
And it is gone.
Yes!
There you go.
A lot of buzz about Otto Kemp, too. And now I don't see.
Otto.
Whatever.
Otto Kemp.
Whatever. Otto, whatever.
Otto.
Just say Otto, man.
No, it's bad. It's turning into my new Bengals or whatever you,
yeah.
you
yes.
idiots call it.
There's O-T-T-O
no,
and A-U-T-O.
Yeah, I can't help that I'm from here. Oh. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? But the problem with the Boehm thing, like I know because people are like, well, just bring up Otto Kemp and start him at third base. Like my issue with that is... Sure, I think in like if there was no human emotion, you could do that, but it'd be like benching Carson in 2020 for Jalen. If you just like, all right, we're gonna bring up Otto Kemp, he's gonna play at third base. I know.
Can I
maybe
ask,
they get to a point where they would do it, but also last year they let Castellanos essentially just figure it out for 2 months.
Well, okay, two questions. One, where is Otto Kemp as a prospect? Is he a highly thought of prospect, or is he just a guy?
No, like I don't want to get people's hopes of thinking he's a star, you know, because he was an undrafted player in now it's 2020, so there's only 5 rounds, I believe.
Okay,
but it's not like he's supposed to be a corner piece.
Okay,
now he's
cornerstone. You mean
same thing?
No,
did everyone get the point?
Yeah,
no
okay.
one, no one's
all right.
driving around
okay.
confused
all right. all
when
right.
I say corner piece.
Okay,
man, you are just on everything I say. It's like, oh, how's Jack an idiot today? Like, so,
shut up, Buzz.
Yeah, so I don't like. I think he's going to be a quality major league player, but it's not like Howard in 2004 or whatever with Jim Thome blocking him.
Here's the thing: just wait till after the trade deadline because they're going to
see
trade
what
Boehm.
Happens.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
He's going to be gone.
Maybe. Speaking of prospects, I don't think Andrew Painter's going to the bullpen. This is a pretty strong quote from Dave Dombrowski. Painter is not going to pitch out of the bullpen.
Well, yeah, that's strong.
He's not built to do that. He's a young pitcher, a starting pitcher. There's also an adjustment phase to do something like that. We're building him up. He's just too good of a prospect.
Well, there it is. So it's got to be Ranger.
Well, Taiwan's in there now.
Well, yeah, but I would... Well... How many starts does Ranger get? 3?
Yeah, I'd say 5.
Okay.
I'm not going to pull a plug on him in 3 starts, I don't think.
Well, they already lied about the 6-man rotation thing. That thing didn't happen. Remember, that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're doing the solid by Ranger, knowing that he's a free agent, give it as good as he's been as a starter. But, like, Ranger for 2 innings at his relief, I feel confident in.
Yeah.
I don't feel confident at all in Taiwan 2 innings of relief.
At all.
Yeah, I'd just rather have him start at
well,
this
yes.
point.
And Taiwan's not a bullpen raiser.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Ranger
like,
is.
Ranger could be.
Yep.
Could be, theoretically. So we'll see. They have a lot of starting pitching depth, that's for sure.
I was going to say, yeah, this something doesn't... There's no way they use all these starting pitchers, right? You got to trade one of them.
Package Ranger with Boehm?
I mean, maybe.
Right?
Ranger, I think, could be moved to the deadline. If he's around now, he's going
to
get better than he did.
Take Boehm.
Yeah, the Boehm throwing. Boehm throwing. So, a couple of quick things here. I mean, the Phillies Rays tonight, looking forward to it. I got leading off. The Phillies are 6-9 on the road, so they've figured it out at home. They've won 3 straight series, but need to obviously figure it out on the road. Wheeler's on the mound tonight versus Drew Rasmussen. Pretty good stuff, but more of a 5-inning pitcher than a guy that can go deep.
Rasmussen.
Whatever. Rasmussen.
He's off today.
He's either one of those.
I like to look at it. I'm like,
It's spelled Mussin, but it might be Moosin. They're playing at Steinbrenner Field, who has allowed the fourth most home runs in baseball this year at the minor league park. So
in Tampa.
In Tampa.
Yes. Yankees so, minor league park in
it's
Tampa.
It's a good day for Dinger Tuesdays.
Maybe Boomer. Hold on. Do we need to hear it again?
It's the Alec Boehm home run tracker.
He's going. Yes! And it is gone! Yes!
He's got to not hit a home run for at least a week so this bit can stay on. Because as soon as he hits a home run,
even though
over.
Ike wants it to be gone already.
Yep. I can see it.
See, I'm cool with it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Okay. You guys the one who wanted to be a home run hitter. The guy's never been a home run hitter.
Just wanted to hit one.
No, because if he only hits one, then he didn't hit five.
Well, that's a good point.
But so, you can't get the five without hitting one.
To be a home run hitter, he's not.
Let's start with one.
So speaking of the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
And one of this on the record. You're never allowed to change the name of the Link or Citizens Bank Park. You can change the name of that arena
well,
all you want.
Well, they're both sponsorships.
I know. Yeah. Guess what? For life.
I don't think the Link is going anywhere anytime soon.
We can't change the names.
Well, yeah. But it's Lincoln it Financial.
It would be.
Like, if they got a new sponsor.
I know. They well, can't, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, where the Eagles are right now, I'd be surprised if anybody wants to depart partnership with
yeah,
the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any idea how long those deals are. Those are usually 10-year deals,
yeah.
I think. So
yeah.
I wonder when those are
that up. Would be a real
And CBP
shift.
Has been CBP the whole time,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. 04.
The whole time, yeah.
Ten, hopefully, for eternity.
Sponsor talk.
Yeah, sponsor talk. That's right. Yep. That's what we do. We yep. just talk sponsors. And then I was thinking about this off of our conversation about 17 versus 24 with the Eagles, right?
Yep.
Because I think there's one facet that says, well, you know, the first one was special and, you know, not enough time's passed before they really ramped back up for 2024. Enough time has passed now between like, oh, I know there's a whole generation that has that didn't understand the 2008 team, but there's not that we kind of just one thing, right, with the Phillies with 2008.
Yeah,
because then there's a little bit of that with the 17 Eagles, where it's like, well, we just won. I know,
which makes 24 a little
maybe
less
doesn't hit the same
because we just won.
Like if that was our first Super Bowl 24, it's like, oh my god, the best
yeah,
thing ever. Or even
sure,
if there was like
yeah.
10 years,
yeah.
But there's enough time passed with the Phillies, right? I mean, even though 2008 doesn't feel that long ago,
it
was 15, it was 15,
17 years,
17
ago.
Years ago.
There
now?
You go, math guy.
Well, whatever. It's
yeah.
quick math off the top of your head.
Yeah.
There's a whole
news
generation
for you.
Yeah,
it does feel that long ago.
It does. It doesn't to me. It doesn't feel that long ago to me. Well, maybe it's because I didn't have to talk every day about the Phillies on the radio a lot of those years. I'm sure it would have felt
like that.
A lot of
tough years talking Phillies. It was like a decade.
Odubel Herrera, Michael Franco seasons in there.
I know. Yeah. And the videos are getting grainier and grainier the more that you go back and look at the 08 team. It's like watching a European basketball prospect.
Yeah.
Like, that's the... But I think enough time has passed.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. The good report, Jackie Baseball. On first pitch tonight, 7:05.
Yeah.
Good to have a nice 7:05.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, we'll see what this...
Oh my God, I'm going to get to watch the whole
stadium
game.
Looks like.
Yeah, minor league launching pad. Yeah.
I'm going to get to watch the whole game.
I know.
I've been 3.5 innings on the radio for the first. Now, obviously, I listen to the guys, but I'm going to be home in time for the game.
Wow. There you go.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Which was the better QB season, Wentz in 17 or Vic in 2010?
Oh, that's easy. That's a landslide. Wentz in 17.
What do you think the number's at?
I'd go 75.
74.7.
Back.
There he is.
Back at it.
That's a good one. I'm glad I have 25% with me on Vic.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I love that season. 215-592-9494. It's not an anti-Wentz thing. It is a pro-Vic that season
thing. Yeah, I'm sure.
No. It really is. I'm telling you.
I enjoyed the season too, by the way. I enjoyed 2010.
The Vic season was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Ike and Jack.
What's up, Dom?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Ike, I went out of my comfort zone today for the first time ever. I called the midday show.
Ooh.
Hold on, Dom.
Don't like that at all.
Well, I felt compelled, Spike. I was going to the doctor's, and the young fellow on there, Kyle, was on a rant that all Sixers fans are compelled to root for the Boston Celtics.
No.
I'm rooting for them in that series.
You're rooting for the Celtics?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I hate the Nets.
There's no way I can root for the Celtics.
That
Is
what it is. I would say
I
this.
I can't root for the Knicks season, but I damn sure ain't rooting for the Celtics.
This is my personal plea to, and Tasty Cake Dom, you can rule however you want. Being surrounded by Knicks fans for 3 years changed my life. I hate them so much. I hate them more than any other fan in America. They are the sleaziest, grossest, smelliest, most obnoxious fans, most disillusioned fans in America. They win one game up there. They have another parade. They win every friggin' playoff game. I hate them, and I want them to suffer. And I actually am happy that the Knicks won last night because now they have a little bit of hope, and they're going to lose in 5 games. And it's going to, their tears. I was texting with Evan from FAN earlier because Evan hates Knicks fans too. That their tears are going to taste so much better to me. So it's not so much that I'm rooting for the Celtics, it's that I am rooting against the Knicks.
But Spike, as a Sixers, 60-year-old Sixer fan, the Knicks are nothing to me.
I hear you.
They've never been nothing to me. The Celtics have been in my way my entire life.
I hear you.
The Celtics have eliminated us 6 times in a row last night. Spike, how many times have you had your ear bent about us not getting out of the second round?
A million times.
Right?
Yes.
3 of those times were the Celtics.
I hear
3
you.
3 times Embiid got beat by the Celtics.
I hear you.
Tasty Cake don't get fired up too often. Yeah, he's fired up right now.
I hear what you're saying. It's personal to you. I'm just saying that this one's personal to me.
To the end.
I hear you.
Till the end of time.
I hear you.
Number one. End.
I hear you.
I love it.
But just as a, so I called that show to be competitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were very respectful to me. And it was a little ego. They recruited me.
They did what?
They tried to recruit him to this.
Joe at the end of the call said, would love to. Love to hear you call again, Tasty.
Dude, they are unbelievable.
Well, that was a nice thing to say.
It was.
You could either be the show or the show next to the show.
I'm going to tell you what we better start doing, fellas. We better start being nicer to our callers.
Or we're going to start setting up rules. There's two ways this can go.
Or we're going to have to fight the midday show. I think that's...
I'm happy to do that. Yeah. I can take you.
Ike, where am I at?
Oh, you're right here. No, you're with us, big dog. No, you're with us. Yeah. No, you're right here in the afternoon. I'm not so worried about you as much as I am some of these other callers that can kind of be lured in by Giglio and Hugh Douglas.
Well, because Giglio's so friendly. But underneath the surface, There's an evil man.
Oh, Giulio's a terrible guy. I was actually, this is a true story. I was out walking with Giulio about 6 months ago out on Market Street.
You went walking with Giulio?
Yes. He saw a six-year-old kid came up to him and said, "Oh, hi, mister." Giulio kicked him right in the face.
Wow.
Six-year-old kid.
Not right in the face.
Yeah. Kicked him in the face.
With those orthopedic shoes?
Yes. And the mom was like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "He looked at me wrong. Just kept walking." It happened.
That's right. Joe's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
He was respectful. Mm. You know.
Fair enough.
Just on classic moments of your show, one of the greatest moments ever was when Elliot is telling Merrill that Reggie White is not on his Mount Rushmore. Ike, man, your reaction, you're covering your face.
Facial expression, yes.
It was awesome.
Forgot I was on video
awesome.
Still.
I mean, I'm so glad you guys are on YouTube.
Yeah, I forgot I was on video.
Because I wouldn't have missed that for the world because, first of all, I mean, I'm starting to feel a little bad for Elliot because he gets mopped up a lot.
Yeah, he asked for it.
Yeah, yeah, he's all right.
He asked for it.
Slapped him around a little bit.
Yeah, well.
Even Merrill got him.
Yeah, you should have seen Merrill's face when I said, "You know, Merrill, he doesn't have Reggie White on his Mount Rushmore." And Merrill's eyes got huge. Couldn't believe it. Look, Merrill.
But you don't either, right? You don't have Reggie, right?
No, I do.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we all do. We all got Reggie.
Yeah, everybody with common sense does.
Yep.
For me, Chuck Bednarik is before my lifetime. I'm going to make my Mount Rushmore my lifetime. That's fair, right?
Yep.
And in my lifetime, the two greatest Eagles in my lifetime are Reggie White and Brian Dawkins. So that's two spots. Mm-hmm. And then I got to go. Since I never thought I would see a Super Bowl, the two guys that gave me two of them, I got to go BG and Lane. That's my four.
So, you went BG and Lane.
So here's the only thing.
They're double rings.
Yeah.
They're double rings.
Yeah.
Like,
now, anybody can do Mount Rushmore any way they want, but here is my counter to you saying of your lifetime. The problem is that's how you wind up with people like Elliot who don't put Reggie White on their Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Is because Elliot is only 37, so he never really saw Reggie. He didn't live through Reggie. And he's saying it's not why, but it's partially why, because nobody could have watched Reggie as an Eagle.
Yeah, it's definitely because he didn't watch.
So, which is why I put Bednarik on it, because I don't want to be like Elliot not putting Reggie on it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
You know?
But if, like, for me, if you saw Reggie White play, you cannot.
Yeah.
Just like on the Sixers thing, Moses wasn't here that long. Moses got to be on my Mount Rushmore. Mm. Got to be.
Yeah.
Because 83 was the most dominant season I ever saw a Sixer play.
I can't remember what yours was, Ike. So you would have AI.
I'd go AI. I'd go Wilt. Doc. I go Wilt. Who's that fourth man?
Joel.
Yeah, I think I did go Embiid.
I think you did.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm changing it now.
So who are you putting instead? Charles?
I can't go Chuck.
Nah.
On Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Now the other thing I got
to
tell you.
It might have to be Embiid.
Yeah, it's tough.
How long did Moses play here?
Four. 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years in Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, but he was Finals MVP.
I understand that.
And regular season MVP.
Wasn't like the team was trash that he came and joined.
But he put them over the top. Dr. J was a choker before
Moses
got here.
Yeah, but it'd be like you wouldn't put Pete Rose on your Phillies Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Yeah, but they only have one title. I mean, they have
two titles.
Okay, well, one. Okay, I agree. Two titles. We tread carefully. I get it. One title that most people can remember.
It's a great example. You would not put Pete Rose on the Phillies.
No,
Mount
I'm saying
Rushmore.
The Phillies have two.
No, I know, but I meant like the 83 team. Whatever. You guys all get the point.
No, we don't.
Keep it moving. Right. Head down. Right, keep it moving.
Okay. Yep. We got it. Do you have a notable finale, Tasty Cake, before we go?
Well, I wanted to say on the Friends thing,
yep.
Like, I'm a huge Friends
Beverly Hills 90210 and Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Oh.
Bought me Friday night Sixers games.
Yep.
Bought me. I played in a over 35 men's league at Bartram High School. Those shows bought me equity into what I wanted to do as long as I sat next to her and watched those shows.
Well,
so I'm all about Friends.
Let me ask you this about 90210. Were you a Dylan guy or were you a Brandon guy?
Brandon guy all the way.
Right. All right.
And, to go on and have 25,000 people listening to me say I'm a Brandon guy.
That's all right. That's all right. We're all friends
here. I got my answer. And then I'm shocked that nobody said MASH.
Like, MASH is a legendary one. Yeah. We were
show is still an hour and a half to go.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Gilligan's Island was better than MASH.
Yeah, but you never even watched MASH.
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no.
Let's see if I can get a rise out of
you. Who would be on that? Who would be that fourth Sixer?
That it gets tough.
You think most people have Moses on the Mount
think
Rushmore?
So. I think so.
Really?
Well, if they don't have Embiid, they have Moses.
Oh, no, you know what? I had Wilt.
No, you have Wilt. You have Dr. J. You have Iverson. That's where the fourth
that's
gets.
That's right. That's the three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe I did that fourth one.
Yeah. Mochi. You're not going to put Mochi on
it. Mochi.
No,
it would have to either be Moses, Embiid.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can't argue Charles over Embiid or Moses, I don't think.
No. I mean, Charles was here.
Charles.
Of course.
Charles had the same amount of seasons as Embiid, and Embiid won MVP, and Charles
didn't. You can't put, Tony above Moses.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
Dolph
so.
Shays?
Yeah, so you got to forgive me. I wasn't here when they won it.
Yeah.
So the Moses thing doesn't hit me
it hits
everybody
else. Yep.
I just view Moses as, he came here and won a title.
Coming up next, Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson joins the WIP Afternoon Show. Talk to Doug about BG. Talk to Doug about winning the Super Bowl. Talk to Doug about what the hell Doug's up to right now that he's not coaching. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yesterday was a huge celebration on WIP, BG Day. And as part of BG Day, we spoke to Doug Peterson. I think it is specifically interesting to talk to Doug Peterson, not just because he was here, not just because he knows BG, but because Doug, I think even more interesting now, Doug's not a head coach and for any other team. And I feel like we were able to get even more out of Doug because he doesn't have to worry about offending anyone. And Doug, we had a great conversation with Doug Peterson about the Super Bowl win in 2018, about Brandon Graham, about what he's up to now. And it was so good, we thought we would play it for you again. Here is our conversation with Doug Peterson. Coach Doug Peterson joins us now for BG Day. Coach, thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'm honored to call in and talk a little bit about BG.
Dougie P, what's up, brother?
What is going on, man?
You know what, Doug? Jack and I were talking earlier. We never think about the fact that you and Ike were actually teammates for a year. Do you have any, before we get to BG?
Oh, here God. We go.
Well, do you have any Ike memories as the player, Ike?
Ike was a stud, man. He was obviously a great linebacker, good special teams player, just an all-around great teammate, man. Didn't have a great year that first year, but man, we had some fun times.
We did, Coach. So, I appreciate the kind words. Don't let them bait you into telling you anything.
Well, you never know. You know.
I'll keep it above board.
Yeah, for now. So, Coach, do you still, you as part of the legendary team, the first Eagles team to win the Super Bowl, do you still run into Eagles fans here and there? And if so, what is that experience like for you?
You know, living down here in Jupiter, Florida, there's a ton of Eagle fans around this city and around this part of the country down here. Whether, playing golf or just out in the community having dinner, you're always going to run into an Eagles fan or somebody that's visiting down here. And they're very appreciative of that first Super Bowl. And they bring up a lot of great memories. In fact, my wife and I were just in Philadelphia this past weekend for a wedding. And we stayed downtown there. It was fun. It was fun to run into a lot of fans and people remembered that first one and you feel proud, you feel honored to have represented that city and that organization to, get them that championship. And it's very special to me.
What was it like for you coach to watch this team this past year. Obviously, they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago and lost to Kansas City. But watching this team this year, Saquon being here, watching Jalen have the year he had, did you draw anything from watching this team this year, winning to the way you guys did it back in 17?
Yeah, you know, obviously I brought the Jaguars there, I think, in week three this past year and played an Eagles team that we felt early in the season, if you're going to beat this team, you got to beat them early. And they ultimately, you know, won that game that day. But, you know, I saw the improvement watching them all season long and how Jalen really – I think Jalen took that team from a leadership standpoint on his shoulders and led that football team. Now, the addition of Saquon was tremendous and having that type of run game that they had. And I just think they learned from – you know, the Super Bowl they lost a couple years ago, and those guys were hungry. They were determined. You know, Nick did a great job of just leading that team as well, just the right guys had the right guys there. And you know, obviously today is BG Day, and he was one of those guys. You know, that could lead that football team, and just like he did in 17-18 when we won the championship that year.
Yeah. And we'll get to you with BG. I want to ask you one quick thing about Jalen, because you just mentioned him. You guys drafted him back in 20. Watching Jalen develop from his early days as a rookie to you seeing where he's at now, he's been to the Super Bowl twice and now has won a Super Bowl. I guess I'm trying to figure out the right way to phrase the question, but I know you got to be happy. I wanted to say proud, but how happy are you to watch his development at the quarterback position and what he has become since you guys saw what you saw on him back in 2020?
You know, for me, there's no surprise. There is no surprise for me that he's been able to lead that team, that organization. You know, obviously the success they've had to win a championship. It's the same things we saw and what I saw in him coming out of college, whether he was at Alabama, Oklahoma. You know, he's got a pedigree that is a winning pedigree, and he's the type of guy and type of player that's going to put in the hard work, the things you talk about as a coach. He's the one that does it, and you know, the guys respond to that, and they appreciate that from him. And just watching him grow the last couple of years, and you know, again, let's just talk about Saquon and Jalen Hurts together. I mean, that's what a quarterback wants, right? A quarterback wants the running game where you don't have to put it on your shoulders to win it every game throwing the football. And that's what the Eagles did this past year. And it took a lot off of Jalen. But at the same time, when the plays needed to be made, he made them. And that's what champions do. That's what winners do. And that's who Jalen is.
Talking to former Eagles head coach Doug Peterson on BG Day. Doug, to talk to you about Brandon Graham, I want to ask you first about the player on the field, and then we can talk about what he was like, you know, as a leader off the field.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
On the field, what do you remember best about Brandon as a player for you?
I think the biggest thing for me as the head coach, you know, for the 5 years that I was there, was the fact that he was available every single day, meaning he showed up to work every single day, ready to practice, ready to get better, ready to lead his football team, and would do anything you'd ask him to do. If we needed somebody to play special teams, he could play special teams. That's what he did early in his career. If he had to play, you know, a three technique or a shade, he could do that. If you put him out on an end, come off the edge, he could do that. I mean, just a selfless individual, put his teammates first over himself, and that's who he is. That's the type of player you want to build an organization around. And BG epitomized that. And that's what I appreciate about him was the fact that every single day he was the same guy, and he had a smile on his face. I mean, you guys know him. He had a smile on his face. He was, you know, joking around. He was having a good time at practice or during games, and he loved to talk. And that's who he is. And that's what I remember the most about him.
The funny thing about BG is he'll have a smile on his face even when he's mad.
Yeah,
you know, exactly, like that. Right. There will be opportunities where he is pissed off, but he's still doing it with a smile on his face. So he has figured
exactly
out the way to deliver that. It does seem, too, as his career has gone on, he has taken on more and more of a leadership role, you know, not just with his contemporaries, but with young players as well. Did you see that developing in the half a decade you were here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the type of player that he is. He was always teaching and leading the young guys. You know, we had Josh Sweat as a young player, you know, coming in. And you know, Derek Barnett was a young player at the time, the year we won the Super Bowl, these guys like that. And just over the course of the 5 years that I was there, just watching BG really embrace these guys and lead them and showing them what it's like to be a professional athlete and what it takes and, you know, the sacrifice it takes and just a great person that way, with some of those young players that you bring onto your team and watching his career, you know, obviously close up and then again from afar, he's the same, you know, he's the same person day in, day out.
And Doug, you got to see BG from when they drafted him. So you saw him early in his career, She was a part of Coach Reed's staff back then. You got to see him young and develop into the player that he became when you got a chance to coach him. His maturity level and his leadership and that development from a coach's perspective, the importance of, I guess, those are some of the qualities you see in a player when you draft them, but I would imagine being able to stick with a player and believing in those qualities and traits in a guy is a little bit rewarding for a coach when you watch those things develop in him the way they did in BG. BG had some traits in him early that I'm sure the staff saw in him, but to watch him those things develop as career went on, I'm pretty sure that had to be rewarding as a coach to see.
Yeah, Ike, it was great to see as a coach. You know, you remember early back in his early days too. I mean, there were days when, you know, sometimes you wouldn't think he was going to make it, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, things were stacked against him a little bit early in his career, and you know, but here's a guy that continued to work and really, as you mentioned, mature and grow as an athlete, grow as a person, not only on the field but off the field as well, with the leadership, you know, obviously there. And then I get a chance to come back as the head coach and coach him as a head coach and just see the growth and the maturity and the level of professionalism that BG, you know, brought to the team. And you know, the 5 years that I was there, just watching that and then just continuing to watch. And then I've had, you know, when I was in Jacksonville, you know, we had two opportunities to come back and play the Eagles and to see him from the other sideline. He's the same guy. And he's battled adversity, you know. You don't get to the top, you don't win championships without adversity, and he's battled it physically and obviously mentally and emotionally and all that. But again, he's worked himself into that type of player, and so his career is what the city of Philadelphia is. It's what the Eagles organization is, and you know, he's been great at it his entire career.
Doug Peterson with us, former Eagles head coach. Let me take you back to the Super Bowl and the strip sack itself. Now, I remember the first time I was on an NFL field during the game on the sideline. I was stunned at how little you can see, like on the sideline, because you don't think, when you're watching on TV or in the stands, you see everything. But when you're on the field, everything's flat. It's very hard to see, you know, across the sideline or whatever. When the strip sack happened, did you see it? Did you just know what happened based on the result, like the reaction from everybody? What was that moment for you?
Well, initially, I didn't realize that BG had jumped inside and got over the guard. That was the first thing I did not see that. I was, you know, obviously hearing the defensive call and making sure the guys were, you know, in the right spots and all that. But then when the ball was snapped being an offensive coach, you kind of watch kind of the offensive team and how the play kind of develops against the defense. That's just where my eyes typically go. But there was a flash in the backfield, and next thing I saw, I looked back and Tom was getting hit. And it was BG that got the strip sack. He, a great move on the guard and was able to get himself back there and get his hand, you know, get his hand on Tom's arm and knock that ball loose. And then Derek Barnett was able to pick it up and big turnover, and obviously, you know, helped us win that game. But huge play. I mean, huge play in that game where BG was able to use his athleticism, his strength, his power, his size at that time, to really, you know, push the pocket and get an edge and eventually, you know, get the ball out of Tom's hands.
A regular debate on this show, Coach Peterson, this is very important, is regular debate on this show is what is the bigger play, the Philly special or the strip sack? Now, if I had to ask you, Doug Peterson, Coach Doug Peterson of that team, what was the bigger play?
Are those
what
the
would
only
your
two
answer
plays
be?
I get to pick?
Well, those are the only two. We're only giving you those two.
You know, I would throw in a third. I would throw in the other fourth and one at like the minus 35-yard line.
Yes, big decision, buddy.
Where we hit Ertz for a first down.
Yeah.
that went on to score that drive and give us the lead. But I honestly, the Philly special is a great play, and it's going to go down in history as one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. And I'm very proud of that, and the way the team, you know, rallied and the way we executed. But really, I think in the biggest moment to really ice our game, in that moment, you gotta look at that strip sack and what happened. You know, it led to a field goal, which put us up 8 points. And so, you know, with under 2 minutes to go in that football game. So to me, you know, as coaches, we talk to players all the time. You never know when the play is coming to you. Make the plays that come your way. And BG made a play that came his way. Now, the Philly special, those guys made a play as well. So I'd have to go BG, strip sack, one, and then a close 1A Philly special.
I like it.
I have the other side. Coach.
That's the quarterback.
I got a defensive guy sitting in the room there, so I have to go with the defense. Come on.
I like it.
Coach, just a quick question personally. You know, the NFL coach lifestyle seems absolutely excruciating to me. I mean, it's just a constant cycle of coaching and tape and preparation, and it never ends. Are you able to take this time and, like, breathe a little bit, like, not being in that cycle for the first time in a very long time?
You know, we just came through the NFL draft, and I wanted to put on tape and watch college players and, you know, this, that, and the other, but I was able to also just kind of pull away and relax and just kind of enjoy it, just look at it from afar and just watch everything kind of unfold and probably look at it more from a fan's perspective, I think, than anything else. You know, you're right. The coaching profession is not easy. You know, the hours are long during the regular season and you put in a lot of time to try to win a football game and then obviously coach the guys, you know, during the week, and get them prepared that way as well. And, you know, and the biggest thing too that I can appreciate with the teams in Philadelphia and even the teams in Jacksonville for me is that, you know, players can see through coaches, right? And I always wanted to be one of those coaches that was very honest and open and transparent and you know, roll up my sleeves and go to work with those guys. And if they can believe in that and you give them a constant message each and every day, you know, they're going to fight for you. And that team in, you know, 2017-18 to win that championship, it was a great football team that way. They fought for each other. They fought for me. They fought for that coaching staff, the organization. And much like the team this past year, you know, you could see it, you know, with that Eagles team, how they pulled for one another and played for one another and ultimately won a championship again. So it is a grind, but this time of year has been good to just step away and spend time with family and enjoy our grandbabies and see what comes next for myself.
Now that I think there must have been a
grandbabies.
You're not old enough for grandbabies. Come on, man.
Well, hold on. I got
oh yeah, kids. That's right. Oh yeah. All right. Yeah.
Easy over there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Welcome to the granddad club.
Yeah.
There you go.
Coach,
we're getting old.
Yep.
If you don't mind me asking, when Carson got hurt that year, there must have been some doubt inside of you that you guys could still achieve that ultimate goal. How do you get past that? Like, how do you move on and just say we still have a job to do?
You know, that was a tough moment for the football team. Because Carson was playing extremely well that year and was having a heck of a season, you know, and was obviously in the conversation for MVP and all that year. And I think that was like, you know, gosh, I think it was like week 12 or 13. I think we won that game in LA and I think we went to 11-2 after that. But you know what? It's part of the, for me, why that team is so special, how they rallied around each other. And it was always, as you know, I mean, you've heard that before, it's always the next man up mentality. And the guys, you know, we lost Jason Peters that year. We lost Chris Maragos that year. We lost Darren Sproles that year. You know, Jordan Hicks that year. We lost and then Carson Wentz. So we lost five key players that season, and still go on, you know, to win a championship. And the guys rallied around Nick Foles. Nick did a great job coming in and controlling the offense and leading the football team. But it wasn't about one guy. You know, it was about the entire football team. And we had some great leaders that year. And I think that's what makes it so special for me as the coach, being around a team that just gave of themselves, you know, for each player, and we were ultimately able to get it done.
Well, Coach, it was a great moment. I oftentimes tell this story. I was lucky enough to be at the ring ceremony because my dad made me his plus one. And after, I think it was after the rings, there was a line for ice cream. And I'll always remember seeing you in line, because I was in line as well for ice cream, and looking at you and saying, that is the happiest guy in the world. He just won the Super Bowl. He's in line. He got his ring. He's in line for ice cream. What a moment. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody happier in my life, Coach, than you were at that moment.
Two of my most favorite things, right? Ring and ice cream. And, I was happy that night. That's for sure.
That is for sure. Well, Coach Peterson, we appreciate you coming on today to talk about Brandon Graham and that year. And you're always a hero around here, man. So we appreciate it quite a bit.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Coach. There he is. Take care.
Doug Peterson.
There it is, our great conversation with Doug Peterson. Thanks so much to Coach for coming on with us. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five at five?
Things that people have said to me the most recently.
Things that people have said to you the most recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we got that. And a Joel Embiid trade rumor. What?
Oh.
That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.